Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
We have our next guest in the studio, and you'll find out the link shortly. We've got Mike Bullen and Anton Berezin, who are here to talk about, well, Anton's from Monstrous Theatre, and they're here to talk about a workshop that's happening shortly, and it's a workshop for Short Stories, the Musical. Now, that's also linked to the music of Harry Chapin, hence the song. Now, welcome to the show, gentlemen. And before we actually start, before we talk about the actual workshop and what you're working on, let's get a little bit of background on you. Now, we might start off with you, Mike, if that's all right. How did you get started in what you're doing now, and what have you been doing up till now, basically? Maybe a pressie, you know, so.
I'll keep it short.
Apart from being in Lisbon with trams.
That's a reference to my T-shirt, in case anyone's wondering. Well, I've had a long career in television as a TV writer and producer, and then during COVID I, you know, like most of us, took a break and decided to do a passion project, and for me that was writing a musical based on the songs of Harry Chapin.
First time round that you've written a musical?
Yes, I have written some drama before, but only back in university days. So this really is a steep learning curve.
And now, what sort of stuff were you writing for television? Was it drama?
Yeah, it was relationship drama mainly, and then the most recent thing I did was actually a detective mystery show filmed in Australia. Most of it was made in the UK.
Right. Would we know it?
Well, the show I'm best known for is Cold Feet, which was very popular in the UK. It ran for 9 series.
Yeah, it was popular here too.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then the most recent show was called North Shore, which was on Channel 10 and Paramount Plus, but seems to have disappeared without a trace.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a shame. It was a good show. It deserved better.
So, you know, like, what's this been like, you know, like writing this piece, you know, like, and obviously you're going through the whole process of seeing if it's going to work. But how's it been for you?
Well, I'm about to find out because so far it's only existed in my head and on the page. And, you know, I've been saying to people that when I write a TV script, I can generally see it. I can play it in my head and I can see how it will appear on screen and the effect it will have on the audience. I've discovered that with a theatre piece, particularly with music, I've no idea how it's going to work. And so you need to put it on its feet. And originally I was going to do that. And then when I started organising the workshop myself, I quickly discovered just how much I didn't know. I started not knowing how much I didn't know. When I found out how much I didn't know, I thought, heck, I can't do this.
Yeah, yeah.
So then reached out to Anton. And
who, you know, like, has got an amazing career.
Yeah.
How did you know Anton?
I don't.
You don't?
We do now.
We do, yeah. No, but
well, that's good to know.
After a fashion, yeah.
Guys, the one joy of Facebook is that I put out a call on Facebook, does anyone know anybody in the theatre in Melbourne? And through a friend of a friend of a Facebook friend who I've never met but accepted as a friend years ago.
I think it was Dimity Shepherd, wasn't it?
No.
Or Ali McGregor, something like
that? Yes, Ali McGregor, but she wasn't the first point of contact.
Oh, well, she's a regular on this show as well. Okay. So I've never met her,
but I know Adam Hills. So
So, Anton, let's talk about you, your background. Because we've spoken to you before.
Sure, I think the last time was Green Room Awards last year, which is coming up again.
So, you know, this person's so important, people, you know, Green Room Awards. Because you run them.
I'm the president.
You run them.
But for my sins. I'm an actor. Music theatre actor, producer, sometimes film director, but mostly theatre.
But producing was a big thing for you, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, Teresa and I and our friend Troy had the Lifelike company for 20 years. Still and, running with Ticketek. They own it now.
And what sort of stuff did you produce there?
There it was musicals, family shows, arena shows, exhibitions. It was really big commercial stuff. And now we've gone the other end of the spectrum and developing new work, which is our passion.
Right. And why did you take on the role at Green Room? Just tell people what the Green Room Awards are.
Green Room Awards are the peer-led theatrical awards here in Victoria. So if you produce a cabaret or a musical or a play or a dance piece or experimental, this organisation awards great work once a year. So the ceremony last year was end of May. This year it's going to be in April, so we'll be announcing that shortly. I'll be sure to come and speak to you then.
Please. And why? Why did you take this role on?
Oh, look, I mean, it was a great honour to be asked. So I was sort of tapped on the shoulder and asked to, accept a nomination and then go through an interview process. But it is, it's at the heart of the theatre world here in Victoria.
Yeah.
Once a year, we all get together, theatre makers from across the state, and we pat each other on the back and have a laugh, have a cry, and hopefully collect a trophy.
But, Anton, important to, recognise your peers in the biz.
Absolutely.
And all that hard work that everyone puts into, and especially, the arts, it's tough. So, if just to be nominated, well, they always say it's
a great honour to be nominated in such amazing company. Yes. It's truth. It is. Look, it's a wonderful opportunity for us to recognise our peers. It is a great marketing tool. We make no bones about it. We are part of the ecosystem that promotes theatre in this state. Mm. And God knows the arts is not easy.
Now, why are you developing something new like this?
Mm.
And why this guy? He's an unknown.
He's not unknown to me. I mean, when he got in touch, Teresa and I almost choked and squealed because when our kids were young, we lived on Cold Feet. It kept us sane. We were obsessed with it. So it was an enormous honour, and I'm going to fangirl a little bit and blush and probably cry a bit to meet Mike. But and the writing's beautiful. We both read the script and we thought that we recognise these voices.
Yeah,
that he writes such beautiful dialogue.
Yeah.
And immediately when I read it, it felt to me like in the same world as Once the musical, which I did in Australia. I mean, when it first came out here 8-9 years ago, still one of my favourite jobs. And I just loved it, and I loved the music.
Because you were part of it as well.
I was in the cast once, yeah. And this particular canon of music is really special to me too. I didn't know that I knew so many Harry Chapin songs. I mean, one of my all-time favourite songs, all-time, is Taxi, as performed by Mandy Patinkin. I had no idea who Harry Chapin was when I started listening to that 30 years ago, as a teenager, maybe a little bit older than a teenager.
So, Mike, did you always have in mind that it was going to be his music, or did Anton introduce the music side of it?
No. I've been a fan of Harry Chapin's since I first discovered him as a teenager, and I met him in 1977 when I was 17, after one of his concerts. And you see these shows coming along, Mamma Mia for ABBA and Girl from the North Country for Bob Dylan, and I've always thought...
Once.
Yeah, that was original though. But I've always thought, why don't they do Harry Chapin's music? Because it is perfect for the stage. He wrote story songs, and I think they translate very well. So during COVID, I decided to just sit down and see if I could write one. And then I reached out to the family who sort of, control his legacy and went over to New York and had lunch with his widow and their son, which was enormously exciting for me because it was like I was meeting my hero's wife. Mm. And they've given it their blessing. So here we go. But, what Anton and I haven't yet discovered is whether this is going to work. And listening to him talking, I hope he, I'm thrilled he has a belief in it because I am so far outside my comfort zone, I can't even see the borders. Because I don't know, I can write a script, but I don't know how that works with the music. And we've had so many conversations already where I've had to stop him and say, what does that word mean? Because it's a word I haven't even come across before.
And Anton, you're like, you're doing this workshop to see if it's going to work, but we're not invited. It's an invite only.
If you had been lucky enough.
Did you get your invite? I didn't get mine.
Yeah, just putting it out there. Anyone listening, if you've been lucky enough to get an invite, you're in a very small exclusive club. Now, we are doing an industry presentation next Saturday morning, and it is for the express purpose of understanding what we've got on our hands. And we've invited people who can, of course, give us a great a professional opinion, but also can potentially turn the dial and help us move the project along. Because really, if we've got a gem, which I feel confident we do, I think we've got something. I know, but we'll see. Then the next step is, of course, doing another development, but then having a commercial plan for it, and looking at international.
But you know all of that though. You've got a good understanding of it. But it must be tough though, is it?
Look, it's not easy. I mean, new work is very, very difficult. If you have a look at what comes through the commercial theatres here. Mm. I mean, it's the same six shows, pretty much. We love them. Thank God for them. They keep us in bread and butter.
Yeah. Or it's now the jukebox show. This sort of is, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not youth orientated as much, is it?
No. I've sort of described it as a play with music.
Mm. Yep. And you've used one particular composer's music. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. Because, sadly, Harry died in 1981.
How old was he?
He was only 38. He was killed in a car accident.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Wow.
A terrible loss because also, apart from his music career, he was an activist and really campaigned on world hunger and was one of the inspirations for Bob Geldof with Live Aid.
Oh, wow.
We would all know of him now if he had lived because he was a great man.
Okay. All right. So let's keep in contact with the two of you, and we'll follow this through with you and see where we go. Next stage. We're happy to. I'm really excited about following this through with you guys. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Now the other thing is that people might not be aware that you've been on that very prestigious show. It's called The Art Hunter.
Oh yes, I knew I'd arrived when I did that episode with you, David.
So Anton has done The Art Hunter with me. So if you want to know a little bit more about Anton, check out his interview with me on The Art Hunter. Thank you so much for coming in. And as I said, we want to follow you guys through with this.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Sorry, before you wrap up, Anton, Monstrous Theatre, is that your
production? That's our new company.
Your company, okay.
So at the moment, we're exclusively doing new work. Okay. We're going to be doing our first commercial play later this year.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you'll obviously come back and talk to you about that.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. We've been talking to Mark Bullen and Anton Berezin about a workshop for a musical called Short Stories. Well, a play/musical. We're not quite sure yet, are we?
We'll know at the end of the week.
Exactly. all the best with that too.
Thanks, guys.
Here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.